Okay, what the fuck up? It's 167.
One.
Come a long Six. Way.
It's a lot of it.
You know, that panda is much fucking bigger than you. Like,
that panda would maul the crap out of you.
Yeah.
Have its way with
that,
Who's to say he hasn't?
Bamboo.
Who's to say he hasn't?
That's a good point. He does look like an ass-eating panda. Ace
for blood.
That's war paint around his eyes there.
Sexual fucking...
Going in.
Sexual harassment panda.
Sexual harassment
fucking...
It's a sad panda.
Man, I think it's funny that Donnie changed his name to Blazing Panda. And I've been giving him shit about pandas this whole time. And then a fucking panda back. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
He's got Donnie with him.
He's with us in spirit, boys.
Fuck.
There you go. Chewing on a little bamboo. Yeah.
With us in spirit.
Fucking. Look what I got, you guys. Got a little bit of blueberry Faygo.
Oh shit, that don't look like Faygo. That looks like dabs.
Yeah.
And I think you need to get your money back.
This shit's dirt cheap now. It's like $100 an O. So. Oh shit, what does he got? Ooh. Cheetah piss and blackjack. Oh man, cheetah piss is so good.
Yeah, it's coming in at 25.6 and the blackjack's 25.7.
And then they had a little
guy of this one coming in at 26.15, a little.
Oh, skunk shocker, huh? Yeah, that just that reminds me of.
Gonna do that to my brain.
Aggressively fingering a skunk.
Mm.
Man.
My favorite pastime, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck.
God. Man.
There's been an awful lot of skunks laying on the side of the road around here lately. Like, almost an alarming number.
Dang.
I see them all over the place.
Man.
They're trying to find some of that skunk pus.
Dude.
Yeah.
And then get
squished.
Well.
Man. This one...
I figured it out yet.
That's fucking...
Pour one out for the skunks on the side of the road.
Mm. Poor little skunkers.
F's in chat, boys.
Yeah, don't worry, it wasn't Cosmic Skunk.
Mm.
Still alive and kicking.
This one time, fucking me and Ange were smoking a joint outside of my grandma's, and it sounded like someone was walking up behind us. I was like, man, what the fuck? And I look down, and there's something between my fucking feet. So I turn my phone on and shine the flashlight on it. There's a skunk just chilling right there between my fucking feet. And I fucking, not thinking and just going on instinct, booted that thing across the fucking lawn. I'm glad I wasn't sprayed. Yeah. Just right into the fucking skunk.
Narrowly escaped.
Yeah. And I've never had a skunk walk up on me like that. I've almost... Me and this guy Justin and my brother were walking one day. We were leaving a buddy's house. And we had just did many a dabs. And me and Justin were talking while walking and almost walked directly into a skunk. That would have been bad.
You've had a lot of run-ins with skunks.
Yeah, had Nicholas not said something to us, we would have fucking walked right into that fucking skunk, man.
Man, I'm in Tennessee, and he's in Alabama, and you're the one living in the sticks, man. Running into skunks and shit.
No shit.
No.
I have a possum on my porch one time and started hissing at me. I'm like, bro, I live here.
Whoa, dude. You're out of line.
Cool. Like, hey.
I just don't want to interact with them. I'm cool with them running around and eating all the mosquitoes they want in my neighborhood.
Don't you hit me on my porch.
On my porch, bro.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Like, Yo. Oh shit.
Fucking shit. Right.
I'll go home.
I'm gone. Shit. You know what? You're right. I'm gone.
I would have cut myself. That was beautiful. That was like something in a movie.
This thing?
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Oh.
That yeah.
Really. There's a trick. If you catch it right there, even on the stabby side, it's got a safe spot.
Oh yeah. See,
you know they make those. They look like plastic butter knives.
Yeah, but you're supposed to use the side without the dinger on it. And I
was
attention.
Damn, like little nunchucks almost, except deadly. Well, I guess a nunchuck.
I was about to say, man, I think a nunchuck's pretty solid choice to bludgeon someone to death with.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess the knife is just more pointy.
Yeah.
It's
because it's shiny.
This thing is more lethal than nunchucks.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
the one stab of this kill.
Yeah, you're gonna have to bludgeon me a
few times. Yeah, but if I get you once, you're not gonna be coming after me no more, so I can just keep fucking.
True. I don't know. I mean, depending on how you might just piss me off.
You know? I don't know, dude. If you're swinging a nunchuck the right way, you're not gonna be charging.
You wanna go ahead and run on the noggin. Or the ankle?
Just like across the head, you know?
You know, even if it hurts a lot, though, it's gonna, you know, it's gonna piss you off.
Oh, I mean, but yeah.
You're gonna be like, ah.
But I don't know if you're immediately gonna be like,
yeah. No, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd be running. But let me ask you this.
What's that?
What would you rather, you know, have a knife or a baseball bat?
A knife.
Who would win, a knife or a baseball bat?
I feel like it depends on the person.
Block knife too. Yeah, I'm thinking with the knife, you take one hit. I mean, you're taking the hit. You eat the hit and then
rush in. You take the hit as close as you can. Step.
Yeah, but how many people are gonna think of that?
Well, at least two.
At least two. So two out of 10 people, huh? There's probably about 4 of you.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I'm not saying either, because I don't know, man. It depends on who's
got. You know what it makes me think of? Makes me think of this guy. He's got, like, these, like, 3 of them. Dude.
Yeah, well, if it's Wolverine, then all day Wolverine's got it.
Yeah, Wolverine.
New X-Men 97 is sick.
Yeah, it looks
slick, man. They do Cyclops, they do Storm, Jean Grey.
It looks like the old show.
You all make them all just badasses, man.
They really
do it.
It
like they're supposed to.
It is beautiful. It is a beautiful thing. And the voice actors are all back.
Yep.
That's pretty. Cool. Yeah, that's pretty fucking neat. And we saw that weird solar flare guy.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. Is it Sunspot?
Sunspot. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I know he's a good snap card
for a while, and then left the team. And then when they became X-Force under Cable's tutelage, they rescued him from this facility and he joined that team right before Cable ditched the team, before Cable came back to lead the team again. Only then ditched the team. And now everybody just uses X-Force as another.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it's fucking X-Men back. And it's, you know, it's like a little look back in time. Because it looks like it's from 97. And that's fucking dope. Even the intro is almost like spot on.
Well, it's really cool that they redid the opening sequence with, like, new animation.
Yeah!
It's like the character design is based on that 90s look, and that's why it looks like it, but at the same time, you can tell the animation is better, and the storytelling is actually more driven.
Not so much downtime. I don't like the way Wolverine sounds.
Yeah, he doesn't sound right.
You can definitely tell a guy is 20 years older. And, we're like 30, you know, almost 30 years older at this point.
Yeah.
He definitely sounded goofy as fuck. And then I had to go back because I was watching it with Richie and he got super into it. So I took him, we went back and watched the first episode of the original series. And I was like, man, I don't remember Wolverine sounding like that. And I was right, he didn't sound like that.
He had a little bit more.
He's definitely sound a little older. Oh man. But you know, other than that, oh, and it was a little. Was fucking Jean Grey pregnant in the other one?
Oh well, this is like 1 year after the end of the old series.
Okay, because I was like, holy shit, she's like about to fucking pop.
In the meantime there, she had got ready to pop.
Yeah, holy, they've been busy since the series ended.
Well, they got busy a little bit at least.
Yeah, and now... and they're going to have a little baby... Is it Cable? Little baby Cable?
Well, they named him Nathan.
Is that Cable's name, Nathan?
It is.
Okay.
Which is funny because I'm like, they're talking about their baby. I'm like, you already met him. He was kind of a dick.
I just recently learned that fucking Cable was his fucking Cyclops' kid.
Yeah.
Like, I think it might have been when I was playing through the Deadpool game. Second time I learned that. And I was like, what? What the hell? That's Cyclops' kid?
That was a pretty good game.
Yeah, so it was Cyclops' kid that he had with a clone of Jean Grey.
Oh, that shit.
Prior. Right? and Apocalypse gave that kid a techno-organic virus. And it was like eating the kid, and then like this chick from the future came back and she's like, my name's Athena and I'm here to save your kid and take him into the year like 3500 something, and we've got the technology to save him. And she does, and that like was 2 months before Cable appeared in New Mutants.
Oh shit.
And Liefeld was just like, yep, this is that guy right there, pretty much, a couple of years later.
Man.
So they take him to the future, though, right? And they're like, we're not sure if he's going to make it. So just in case, let's make a clone of him with no techno-organic virus, right? So they do, and then there's two of them because Cable makes it through it, but he has powers, right? He's got these like mind powers of Jean Grey with like an energy level that's just like crazy, like, but he's got to spend so much of it keeping the techno organic virus that's still there in his like arm and like half of his face and stuff like that.
Oh, great. Shit.
And, so he doesn't use his mutant powers as much and relies more on Big Blasters and Super Future powers.
I just gotta say, the chickens are funny as fuck.
Man. Oh, you can hear the chickens.
For a minute there, I'm like, man, who the fuck is sitting outside? It sounds like the birds are chirping or something.
They are.
And then it dawned in my fucking head. You said, I'm sorry if you hear the chickens. I can't make them shut up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's got fucking chickens over there. Yeah, it distracted me. I'm sorry. Fucking.
Oh man, my bad.
No, it's okay. You know, after seeing X-Men 97, I wish they'd make another Batman the animated series. The guy who voices Batman is dead. Yeah. That just poured salt on the wound. Damn it. That would have been cool though.
Yeah.
Because that's what really got me into Batman. Was that fucking cartoon. And you know, the X-Men cartoons got me into X-Men. And the fucking Spider-Man cartoon was great too.
There's maybe a chance on doing a Spider-Man cartoon. Who knows what it's going to be though.
You know,
They probably have one going. I just am not paying attention.
Man, there was a couple. There was a couple on Disney or Disney XD or something. And Deadpool was in one or two of them. I thought that was pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, that was. he's like working with S.H.I.E.L.D. and his team is Luke Cage and Nova and. White Tiger.
Man.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good show.
Yeah, Deadpool shows up for that one episode, and that was pretty funny. He unalives a lot of people.
Didn't Drake Bell play the voice of Spider-Man for a minute? In that?
Mm-hmm. You know, I have no fucking idea.
I think he did.
Man, fucking Drake Bell. I watched that fucking show. That show was fucking wild. That show about Nickelodeon. Like, holy shit. As a kid, I always wanted to work at Nickelodeon. I'm glad I didn't. Like, holy shit. Not only is, you know, you get molested and shit there. But everyone's a jerk to you, too. Like, first off, one or the other. You know? If you're gonna fucking molest me, at least be nice. You know? And if you're gonna be a dick, at least don't molest me. I can't handle both. I'd rather neither.
There's a preference level.
Yeah. Like, that's a lot.
It starts, there is the possibility of neither, right?
And it's like, what kind of perfection are you shooting for? Your target audience is 11 years old. Like, it's not that serious. Man. Fucking, there was one thing I wanted to tell you guys about, and I don't fucking remember. So, you know what? Fortnite. Man.
Fortnite.
That fucking chain, Hades little whip thing.
Yep.
It makes me think we're gonna get old Kratos. Cause that chain, it reminds me a lot of the fucking his blades.
Yeah.
And that would be would be so fucking dope. That would be.
Yeah, that's really fun, and it's actually kind of a neat little 1-2-3 combo if you have the wings and the lightning bolt. Sit there and I like to dive bomb them and then hit them with the lightning and then switch to the chain whip for anybody else that's hanging around. But it seems like I've been able to find them as much as you could find those bladed chains from the bladed grapple from last season.
Yeah, I wonder if they lowered the appearance of the wings. Because there was a lot of them at first.
Yeah.
And they do seem harder to find now.
Yeah. Those still lightning bolts all over the place. I personally dig the lightning bolt. Catch them by surprise and like pop in and just if they're busy like running, you can get them.
I'm not a fan. Like every time I use it, it gets me killed. I do not like it. I like the animation of it. I love that I can see pretty much from anywhere on the map when someone activates it. That's so cool, seeing a storm cloud off in the distance and then lightning strike down. But, no, it's not a weapon for me. I'll stick to the chain. The chain is pretty fucking badass.
The power is only for the gods.
I know, it does. It is a dope-ass fucking power. Man, we're getting Ares skin as April's crew skin.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And does he look cool?
He looks okay. I haven't really seen him. I fought him once or twice. I think he's the one that gives you extra damage or something with his medallion.
It increases the damage.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, a little boost.
That's pretty cool.
Boosty.
It's a pretty dope season, and now we got Midas on the map. He's got vending machines and machines all over. That instantly boosts up in the legendary.
There's an Xbox controller with him on it.
With Midas on it?
Yeah.
He turns your shit to gold. That's pretty neat. I love that fucking effect. Turning the shit to gold. Or if you have Dark Midas, he turns it purple.
He's turning shit to gold, boys.
In the anime, Midas turns it cell shaded fucking gold.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. And fucking. There was so much I wanted to fucking talk about. Oh, I might fucking play Final Fantasy to get to that fucking card game. Cause I heard the card game is pretty good.
But it is gonna take a minute.
It'll take a minute, but you can just skip the fucking story if you don't give a shit.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna skip the story.
But part of it is you have to play through the game in the different locations.
Yeah.
You get new players to play there, so you build your card collection. So you can theoretically get to a point relatively quickly. To where you could try the game. And say, okay, is this cool? It starts getting interesting, like...
Go ahead.
Let's just say it just keeps getting more entertaining.
The card game?
Yeah, you learn more about through playing the game. Like, there's events and stuff that happen that are surrounded around the card game. So it's like integral to the entire game. It's pretty cool.
This is a big commitment.
Well, I'll tell you again. The action does not feel like an RPG. You can sit there and go in and smash buttons.
That's good.
And then basically you smash buttons and dodge and block, and switch between the different characters because they all have different kind of abilities. Like one dude with the gun arm, he's just blasting away from the sideline.
Oh, that's pretty dope. Although I would want to hit someone with that big old sword.
Beneficial too, because the other characters don't get injured. Like, you're targeted when it's you, basically. And so if you can kind of switch between them, it kind of keeps the monsters unfocused.
Okay.
And kind of kick their ass. And you can build up all the special abilities, which does kind of like slow the game down enough for you to select the ability you want to use. And then it's right back to like beating them up some more and stuff. So.
Man, you know, I am for sure going to try Final Fantasy 14.
You're going to try 14?
Yeah, that's the MMO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just came out on the Xbox, I guess. And for having Game Pass Ultimate, they gave me the base game and a couple expansions for free. Yeah. And I got 30 days to play.
Hmm.
So I figured, you know, if they're just throwing it at me like this, I might as well try it.
Right.
Well, that's how I tried 11 when it was in beta on the 360.
Well, if you make it to level 15 and get to the first dungeon, I'll renew my account for a month.
Hell yeah. Man. Oh!
Get through some dungeons and shit.
They also gave me the expansion pass to Persona 3 remake.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And I heard that they locked some pretty shitty shit away behind that expansion pass. Like an epilogue or something. I don't know. But people were kind of upset.
People are upset about everything though.
Yeah. Man, Diablo's coming to Game Pass. I've been patiently fucking waiting.
That's a pretty good price for it.
Like, yeah. Listen, I wanted to buy it so many times, but they really pissed me off with all the monetization and shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, now I can buy fucking armor in Diablo? Like, that'd be like going into fucking Borderlands and buying fucking... Oh, well, I can just buy these guns with real money. That defeats the purpose of the game.
Like, being able to just pay to have, like, shields and, like, a full set of weapons when you drop in Fortnite.
Like, what the fuck?
How come those dicks get an advantage? Because they can pay their way in?
Man, that's one thing I respect about Fortnite is the fucking microtransactions are really cosmetic only.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to stay in ugly noob skin without pay and not pay anything, you can. Yeah. That's I wouldn't suggest it because they are fucking awful.
The thing is that wouldn't even last very long because they're pretty decent about giving away skins randomly, and even not just skins but like back flings and a bunch of other like bullshit, you know, dance moves and whatnot.
They do give out a lot of shit.
If you're just playing the game, it'll, you know, unlock for you. It used to be like that, like with the battle pass, about like every page there was like one or two things that everybody that was playing, so like you still get all the points, you get the levels, boom 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 boom, but you wouldn't unlock shit until you got to like level 5 and it's, you know, your character throwing up a little thing that says fuck your face.
That's my favorite
emote. And it would glaze over everything else, but like there were like usually
I got a back bling of the screen that way.
Yeah, same thing.
I got this cowboy chick loading screen.
I got that one as well.
Yep, that was
it. Made me wish I played season 6. so that I could have got that skin. It's a good one.
I checked in on the game a lot back in the day. And I was like, you know what? This game is still not for me. Now it's almost the only game I play. And it just keeps getting better and better, I feel. Like, this season's good. I didn't think I was going to like the myths and shit, but they did it good. Fucking Zeus looks like a G.I. Joe.
That's what I call Rambo Zeus.
Yeah, and we need a fucking G.I. Joe clan. They need to just shut up and do it. Give us some vehicles from G.I. Joe.
Just give us G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Cool. A Snake Eyes, a character where you have to find him on the map, and then do a mission with him. And then...
Yeah. You know, we gotta fight Destro or something. Or the Baroness.
No, you and him take out Storm Shadow together. Well, I would tag team the Baroness with Snake Eyes. I mean, I've had many a dream.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Didn't Storm Shadow use hook swords? Or was that a different ninja G.I. Joe?
That's Cabal. Cabal had hook swords.
I got a G.I. Joe ninja set one time, and one of them had the hook swords.
You know, it might also be Guile. I think Guile came with hook swords. I don't know why Guile came with weapons, but... Chun-Li came with hook swords.
It might have actually been Snake Eyes. He had, like, the third one that was, like, had, like, all these extra weapons and stuff.
It was a cool little place. It had like one of the gates and some steps and a bunch of ninjas. It was pretty fucking sweet.
It was a G.I. Joe fucking playset?
Yeah.
Wow. Hold on. It's a ninja playset.
Yeah.
I gotta look this up.
Pretty cool.
How old are we talking?
Shit, I don't know.
Like, are we talking classic Joe?
No, it was like fucking... Nah, I don't fucking know, dude.
Okay, it was probably...
it wasn't old, stuff. Though.
Although, this doesn't have any of those. Hook swords. I don't know. I don't have an answer to your question. I can tell you this, though. For just 17 measly dollars, you can get Liberty Imports 120-piece Army Men toy soldier and battle vehicle, military action figures deluxe bucket set, World War II little plastic action figures for kids, boys, imaginary play. That could be yours.
That sounds amazing. Actually, one year I got a party bag of ninja things like that, the little plastic ninja men.
Hell yeah.
The black versus red, and Benito had a ninja birthday party. And, everybody was instructed to dress up like ninjas and birthday party.
Hell yeah.
And we had the cake with ninja men all over it. It was pretty cool.
I see these little ninjas, these red versus black ninjas. These are pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I see
right?
the little ninjas that look like I used to get these little ninjas out of the little quarter machine.
At the fucking skate rink and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always had to get me a little ninja, man. Like, yo, mom, we got 50 cents. They got ninjas here. Those ninjas. You know, ninjas are just fucking cool, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Mortal Kombat knew what was up. Mortal Kombat was like, you know, we can't just have the guys in the gi. like fucking Street Fighter. We don't need karate men. We need ninjas. Mortal Kombat is infinitely cooler.
Give him one kung fu kicking motherfucker.
Yeah, that's all we need. One.
Maybe a kung fu guy with a hat that'll split you in half.
Yeah.
But definitely just how many ninjas can we make? Let's do it all.
Yeah.
At least one ninja per color.
That's like, and that's part
Power Rangers. That'd be great if they formed together like fucking Voltron.
That's part of what I loved about the Ninja Turtles was the fucking Foot Clan.
Yeah. Them Foot Clan ninjas were something else, huh?
Especially in the games. Because there was the ninjas of different colors. And they all did different things. That was so fucking cool, man.
Yep.
I can buy 100 of these ninjas.
Speaking of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
This is the Kevin Eastman variant that was actually... I was talking about this during the live show that I do with Shannon at 901 Comics. And this buddy of mine saw that I was like holding it up and stuff. And he bought it and he left it in my box, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Rob, what a sweet dude.
This, you're awesome, man.
Sweet guy,
man. I like that. That's really
fuck
cool.
Fuck yeah. That's fucking awesome, man. Fucking that shit looks good. I'm gonna have to read that. I'm gonna have to pick.
Really good. Oh, and we were just talking about him. Hey, look what I found. I added a couple of old comics.
Oh, hell yeah.
Picked up this classic Snake Eyes John.
He's got an Uzi right there.
This was...
Is that a Spider-Man at the bottom?
The second version of...
Yeah, because Marvel made him.
Favorite. Yeah, it's got this whole Marvel background because it was celebrating, I think, 25 years of Marvel.
Oh, okay.
That's what it says. And then I found this. This is actually kind of funny. The Avengers on David Letterman.
Hell yeah.
David Letterman.
Is Beast an Avenger?
Yeah, Beast was an Avenger.
What the fuck?
Like 70s?
Oh, okay.
Maybe early 80s? I don't know. What's the thing?
Man, with...
83. With
these superheroes being around this long, do these fuckers just not age?
No.
Like... No, like, you know, they should all be like Batman, you know, Batman from Batman Beyond age now. Just fucking old. Batman Beyond was such a good fucking show.
It really was, man. I'm sorry that we missed out on that movie they were trying to put together with Michael Keaton as the Batman, Bruce Wayne, retired Batman with young.
That would have been so good, too.
Yeah. Well, I picked up this. Checking
it out. I heard Skullcrusher. Skullcrusher.
Huh? That's cool.
Okay.
The art style looked like fun, and it's the same on the inside. I flipped it through it, but I haven't given it a read yet.
Very anime-ish.
Try new things on occasion when it comes to comic books. We got some. They snuck this one in my box. They were like, "Oh no, if you wanted this," I was like, "Well,
I gotta get it now."
You know, I gotta kind of read it now. I'll write it off on my taxes for my other job.
Hell yeah! Perfect.
Most recent.
Oh yeah, I hate Fairyland.
Good. I scooped series. One of those up, man. Once.
So much fun. Oh, and did I show off my weed earlier?
Yeah.
Did.
All right. Check this out. So I went to a new dispensary And these fools basically gave me a weed journal. Okay.
Okay.
Where I'm supposed to like write down the strains that I'm smoking and all this kind of fun information.
Oh, all right.
I don't know if I'm high enough to do that. Or maybe I'm too high to do it. Fuck with it. I don't know. I haven't got around to it yet.
Maybe you're not high enough. That's
high enough.
Man, fucking... You know something I don't like? I don't like...
Lots of stuff. You're always complaining about there's, like, stuff that you just don't like.
Yeah.
Is it RPGs?
Yeah.
This is a legitimate complaint. I don't like when toy lines spoil movies.
Oh yeah.
Like fucking the Godzilla toys did it again.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, the Funko Pop just revealing a bunch of shit, and it's like, They spoiled Mechagodzilla last time. Like, especially if you know something's supposed to be a surprise near the end of the movie, why are you gonna say, "Oh yeah, we got this toy too"?
You know, Lego did it when they had the Giant Man playset. It was like the plane and stuff like that. It was like the tower.
Yeah.
A couple of different Avengers and stuff, and then, you know, the giant version of Ant-Man. And I was just like, I wasn't even thinking about him
being turning giant. Big like that.
And then I was just like, oh shit, it's definitely that's giant. Like, this was like 4 months before the movie came out.
Damn, yeah, they spoiled the shit out of that scene.
What's your problem, Lego?
That shit drives me crazy. Like,
right?
How are you gonna spoil? Like, how are they gonna spoil Mechagodzilla? Like, the whole time you thought it was just Kong versus Godzilla, and then oh, surprise, it's Mechagodzilla. Oh, I already knew it was coming though, because I saw the Funko Pop.
Yeah. They should release it like a week and a half, like 10 days after the movie premieres. That's when the first time you should be able to like even see what the stuff is that comes out for the movie. They should be like, okay.
That shit just drove me fucking crazy. Man. You guys get any of these fucking popcorn buckets I keep seeing a lot about?
The Dune popcorn bucket.
What the fuck, man? What is Dune, first off?
It's a sci-fi movie, or sci-fi book from back in the day that was made into a movie that was then again made into another movie recently.
Okay.
It was remade into a trilogy of movies.
Yeah.
And so far, two of them have come out?
Correct.
Okay. Man.
It's a pretty good movie.
There's this one world with epic sand dunes, and big sandworms live in those sands.
Oh, sand, like, fucking... That's a great segue, because I saw the trailer for Beetlejuice 2. And you know what? At first, I thought he looked okay. But I'm seeing, like, more pictures of him. He's so old now. He's an old man. We don't need old man Beetlejuice.
Sure we do.
Oh, sure we do. He's probably still funny as ever. You're saying all this? I guarantee you that shit comes out, you take your kids to see it, and you're like, I love Beetlejuice. I love Beetlejuice.
Do that shit in Fortnite all the time, too. I wouldn't doubt this a bit.
Mm.
gonna be like buy the skin on Fortnite. You're gonna run around fucking Beetlejuice.
Right, right. You know, but I don't like the I didn't like the first Beetlejuice movie. I think it's because I saw the cartoon first. The cartoon. The cartoon was really fucking good. The Beetlejuice cartoon. But he was like a different person in the cartoon. Yeah, he was a nice, and he had cool neighbors, like the Beast across the street and Jacques, the French skeleton.
Damn.
Yeah, man, I used to watch the shit out of that show.
I forgot all about that show.
I'm learning that my fucking, you know, people like comics and shit, my form of media is fucking cartoons, man. I'm realizing more and more.
Yeah.
I like the cartoon and everything.
Cartoons are the shit.
Yeah, cartoons are pretty fucking good. Because it's like a comic book, but, you know, it's reading the story to me.
And it's moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice when that happens. Although those weird motion comics, DVDs and Blu-rays they're coming out with for a little bit, that shit was weird.
So fucking, yeah. The other day I was watching a review of Dragon Ball, and Luna got done getting ready for school and was sitting on the couch and was just glued to this shit.
So, oh, like, hell yeah.
We got to the, you know, we were down there waiting on the bus, and I turned it on my phone, and she was glued, dude. So... guess I'm gonna get to watch Dragon Ball again.
Hell yeah. Well, Richie's been watching Attack on Titan lately.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, and what's weird is he doesn't like anime. Like, there's a Godzilla anime, and he won't even fuck with it. He goes, no, I don't like anime, Dad. But he's all about Attack on Titan right now.
Give him time. Let him find a few that he likes and let him realize, maybe I do like this.
Yeah, because he's really fucking sitting there watching that shit by himself with headphones on, though.
Damn.
Yeah. He's running up telling me all this. Oh, Dad, I just learned who the fucking... Well, he didn't say fucking. But I just learned who the Colossus is. That's a Funko Pop I always wanted, that giant colossal thing. Although that guy, I have a phobia of skinless people, so that guy, he's so gross. Like, why they gotta make them...
I got a phobia of skinless people.
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure we all do.
Yeah.
Definitely not something I'm looking for.
Yeah, if I, you know, if I come over and you take your skin off, I... man, it reminds me. There's a comic by that horror manga guy. Was it Junji Ito? Junji
Ito, yeah.
Yeah, where this lady, she, her husband created a serum that lets you take your skin off, and she takes her, but you gotta keep it wet. It dries out. Yeah, your skin dries out real fast.
Why would you want?
Oh no, this lady was all about it. She loved fucking taking her skin off and walking around.
Do you
walk
in like another person's?
No, she.
Stop. Do you like murk them and then like, ooh, I'm gonna go around and be this chick?
No, she just walked around skinless. She said it was really freeing. And it was just gross. It was very gross. Yeah, I didn't like it. And the. There's a little boy in it that was weird, and I don't remember what was weird about him. But you know, he had to see his mom like that. Who wants to see their mom walking around with no skin? That is alarming.
Did somebody check the guy's house that wrote that? Did they go just make sure everything's okay over there?
They gave him a Netflix deal. They're like, yo, we need this. We need to make this an anime now.
That dude's one of the happiest people.
Yeah, in the world. Like, so fucking happy.
They do a lot of comparisons between him and that dude who makes, like, Spirited Away and shit. Let me find one.
That's fucking crazy. He does that Spiral shit too. I haven't read Spiral, but it looks pretty weird. The Spirited Away, that's like the fucking real famous Studio
Ghibli, yeah.
Yeah, like Japanese Disney almost.
So this is the guy who makes all those beautiful, happy stories, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the real happy stories or the horrific ones?
No, that's the happy stories guy.
Okay.
This is the horror man.
Oh. A cat man.
Yeah, he's just a silly dude.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Oh, all right. That didn't come off as fucking a scary guy at all.
No.
But
there's some fucked up shit in his head though.
Under those cat ears.
Well, I'm glad you're talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's he has one of those comics. It's not scary, it's weird though. It's about this kid at a festival and he sees they got shit for sale at the festival. And he didn't have enough money to buy this one turd. And he's just dreaming about how magnificent this fucking piece of shit is. He goes, it was the perfect coil of shit. I need it. And so it's about how he's saving up money to buy this fucking turd.
What?
Yeah, it was wacky as shit, man.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'll find it. I'll send it to you guys. I couldn't believe I fucking, what I was reading. I was like, wow, that's a shit right there. He's like, yep, I need that shit. He said, I couldn't, it was so perfectly coiled, I couldn't stop thinking about the shit. I couldn't wait to get home and play with it.
You ever read the Yu-Gi-Oh! Manga, Rick?
No, bits and pieces.
Dude.
But no. I know it's dark as shit.
Yeah, it's wild as fuck.
It's a lot like the very first season zero.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's fucking intense.
Oh, well, you know what? I take that back. I have read some of it. But not the one you're thinking of. Because there's the one where they play all the different games.
Yeah.
And there's the one that's more like the anime that's solely them playing the fucking...
Well, the one I'm reading is like the first chapter is where the guy plays the knife game with him.
Yeah. So there's one where Yugi's the king of games and he plays all different games. It's not just the card game.
It's fucking bonkers.
It might be... that might be Yu-Gi-Oh! R. And then there's one that's like the anime and just follows the card game. And that was the one that always came with the card game promos. So I've read that, and I've read some of the GX shit.
Hmm.
Oh, and some of the Zexal shit. Because the Zexal one had promos, too.
I'm just reading whatever this is on the... what's it called? Well, oh yeah, I'm reading Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh! R is the card game.
Okay,
so I need to read that after this crazy shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's interesting as fuck.
Now the other one's dark too. But it's what the anime's
based. Well, I started reading it because of that fucking nerd fight that we witnessed the other day.
Oh yeah, that was so fucking weird. Like, oh, that movie is canon to the manga, not the anime. And I'm like, who the fuck cares? The movie was shit.
You didn't like them cube monsters?
No. Oh, I thought they were talking about the first movie.
No, Dark Side of the Dimensions.
Oh, shit. Well, you know what? I didn't like that one either. Was there two?
Fucking shit.
Was it two or three Yu-Gi-Oh movies?
I think there was two.
I know the one, the Pyramid of Light one.
That was the first one.
The one that came to theaters. Ah, there is three. Bonds Beyond Time.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe the Dark Side of Dimensions. Maybe I don't know what the fuck that one is.
It came out in theaters as well. I got a really sweet Obelisk the Tormentor promo card from it.
That's pretty fucking cool. Yeah, that one also had a movie pack, now that I think about it. The second one, my boy Jaden did not have a movie pack.
I'm a fan of some Jaden.
Let's see.
Oh, that was a cool character. And that theme song was a jam.
Oh, man, it was only limited here. That sucks.
Oh, shit, I watched it.
That's cool, man. And that obelisk, it used to be worth a little bit of fucking money, too.
Oh, damn, I wish I'd have knew that. I'd have got rid of that hoe.
Man, I would have liked to have seen it. I saw the first one in theaters. And I still remember the promo card I pulled was a Wadapon.
Ah, Wadapon.
And I was not happy. And you know, I remember seeing like an ad to get it on DVD when it came out on DVD. And there being like a mail-in form in the DVD to get the cards in foil. Because it came with the foil Pyramid of Light. And then you could send away for the other cards. And when I mention that to people, no one knows what I'm talking about. So maybe that wasn't real. But I'm pretty sure I saw it.
I remember I got that cool Thinian the Great Sphinx or whatever card from it. That was pretty cool.
Them fucking movie packs were shit. Although, was Return from a Different Dimension was in there. And that was a really fucking good card. Fucking, you know, the Pokemon movie, when that came out in theaters, I saw that in theaters, the first one. I skipped
it to
see that fucking movie. Man, they don't make movies like that anymore.
That was a good fucking movie.
And I forgot that movie showed off Don Phan for the first time before that guy was...
Such a Man. Cool fucking Pokemon.
Yeah, Don Phan is a really cool fucking Pokemon. Man, this ZA is gonna be so weird. We better get new fucking Megas. And I wonder if we're gonna get fucking Kalos region exclusives.
Of course. That's the new thing.
Yeah, but like they're already in Kalos and they didn't have them. It's weird. Although, I guess they were already in fucking...
The region exclusives didn't start until Alola, did it?
Yeah, it was the one after. They went back to fucking Sinnoh, but they didn't call it Sinnoh. They called it the Hisuian.
Well, that's because it was ancient times, Sinnoh.
Well, now it's not ancient, though.
So now we can just be like, those are Sinnoh versions. Of these motherfuckers.
I hope we get a new Litten. Not Litten, but Incineroar. You know, new typing. Like, that'd be one of the starters. Because, you know, we're probably not going to get new starters, and it's going to pick three. Although, who knows? But they usually repeat some shit. But, on that fucking note, we're a little over today.
Oh, shit. Okay, bro.
Fucking.
Yeah. Butt fucking?
Yeah, butt fucking. Man, I'm back on the whole butt fucking thing.
You didn't say it that time. I just felt like saying it.
You fucking. You know, Violent J's never had butt sex. And he's 51 years old.
He should probably.
He needs to get on that.
I told him that. Right? I said, you should. I said, listen, we can fix this right now. And he said, he said he was too busy, though.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Maybe if she can fit it in next week.
It was just, this week wasn't good.
What's your April look like?
Oh, shit. Fucking.
Way too busy.
Way too busy.
BrooklynBeatdown.com. Fucking go there.
Do it.
Click a button.
Ninja.com.
Yeah, go there. Click buttons. Yeah. Buy shit. Fucking.
Cool.
Get it. The SleekyCast.com. Go there.
Yeah, that's a thing.
And, you know, it. Oh, and it's not, you know.
Blazing Panda.
Yeah, Blazing Panda 420.
Blazing Panda.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All the way.
And you know, hashtag where the fuck is Donnie?
Yep.
Where's Donnie?
He looks like this, apparently.
Yeah, this is what he looks like. If you've seen him,
he actually looks fucking very.
He's gonna think I set this up.
It's National Panda Day. Just so you don't think we set it up. But. And it's funny. I was laughing as soon as I saw it.
Yeah, it's a cute banter.
We'll see you guys next week. Peace out.